Hey, everybody, and welcome to the podcast, and welcome to a Monday morning workout motivation talk, TED talk for you. I have a story, I have a personal story of my own struggle with motivation this past weekend. And basically, I want to tell you, I come on here. Oh, I have been coming on here for the past couple months every Monday and trying to motivate all of you all to work out, to get moving, to get out there, to do whatever, to be taking care of your health. And so you might be thinking, oh, well, it's just easy for you because you're always motivated. Well, that's not true. I wish it were true. Even the most motivated and goal-driven people aren't, they can't get moving all the time, and they really have to dig deep to do it, to get moving. And I've got a story about that for you today. So stay tuned. Let's go. Let's do it. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. So, like I've said a million times, I am a cyclist. I ride my bike a lot, especially during the summer. And I don't just ride to stay in shape. I ride because that's what my social group does. That's where I see my friends. It's where I hang out. It's where I chit chat. It's almost like multitasking, I guess. You're getting your exercise in and you're hanging out with friends. So doing a little bit of both. You're killing two birds with one stone. Anyway, I love riding my bike. But during the summer months, it's cold and I am a cold weather weenie. I do not like going out when it's cold, not only just because it's cold, but because, it takes like an hour to get dressed and ready to go. On these days, I do ride my trainer in the basement because it's easy to just, throw some shorts on, get your cycling shoes on and jump on the trainer and it's done. But then during the winter, when it's cold, you got to get dressed for the weather. You have a much higher tendency to flat during the winter because road treatments tend to use cinders. And so, you could flat. You can flat during the summer too, but it seems to be more prevalent during the winter months. I kept telling myself, all winter, okay, after the first of the year, I'm going to just suck it up. I'm going to start going outside. Well, then I started working on my course and I was needing every minute that I had to work on the course and put that together and to update my website. And I was really, really pushing to get stuff done by my birthday, which was at the end of January. So I'm like, okay, so after my birthday, I'm going to get out. I'm going to do it. I'm still riding in the basement during all this time, but it's just not the same. It just isn't. Then, you start seeing that your friends are calling rides on the weekends when it's cold and you're just like, they're crazy. It's too cold. I'm not going to go out. But then you miss the ride. You start having some FOMO because they're all out riding and you're not riding. So then we went to Florida for 5 days to just kind of unplug a little bit and didn't ride. Worked out, but didn't ride during that time. And then you get back and it's going to be a really nice day on the weekend. And there's really no more excuses for not going out with the group. This is where I was last weekend. On Saturday, I had a flat on my road bike, and we didn't find out about the ride until a little too late. So I begged off the first day, but then they were all going to get together the next day, and there was a promise of it being in the sunny and in the 50s, which in February is a true gift. So it was one of those internal battles, if you've ever been there, of I absolutely know I need to do this. I know that everybody else has been riding, so they're all going to be kind of in road shape already, and I am not. And this is going to hurt really bad. But if I don't start now and get out there, it's only going to be worse the longer I wait. So I put on my big girl pants and ate some eggs, got some protein, spent 45 minutes getting dressed, and out we went. Mike and I both, because he's kind of in the same boat, making ourselves get out there. Get just go. And it was everything that I thought it would be. It absolutely crushed me. Anytime you're starting something, even though I do this sport, going out again after riding on the trainer for 4 months, it's like starting again. When you ride a trainer, you are not holding yourself up on your bike the whole time. I mean, it's just so by halfway through, my arms, even though I lift weights 4 days a week, my arms were so tired and my shoulders were tired and my quads were tired because we were doing a lot of rolly type riding. But I kept telling myself, well, first of all, I was in survival mode. And so I was telling myself a lot of things. And as I had to explain to everybody on the ride, please don't talk to me. I'm just in survival mode here. But what kept going through my head was, it won't be this hard again this year. When you start something, that first time that you do it is the hardest that it will ever be. And the next time you do it, it's going to be a little less hard. And then the time after that, it'll be even more a little less hard until you get into that shape. And it's kind of like, oh, well, so what's the big deal? But every time that you begin something, whether that be starting a new job or going to a new school or going back to school or anything that new that you do, but especially in health-related endeavors, the first time is going to be the hardest. Say you're lifting weights. I mean, you can lift weights. The first time you do it, you are going to be so sore. If you do it right, you are going to be so sore. But the more that you do it, the less sore you become. You just have to make sure, or you just have to tell yourself, okay, now I've started. I've gone through the hardest part. Now I just have to keep going because it's going to get easier the more that I do it. So I guess that is your motivation for this week. If you're looking for some sort of motivation to get started, know that this is the hardest it's ever going to be. And that's okay. That's normal. You just have to push through that. You can't say, okay, I did it. It sucked. I hated it. I'm sore. I didn't have any fun, whatever. It's because it was the first time and it's the hardest that time. Just push through, do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again, and then reevaluate. All right. So that's what I have for you today. make sure that if you want to get started on doing something and push through that hard and do it in the privacy of your own home, then you need to check out my Midlife in Motion program. It's at my website, Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y, lmcshane.com/course. I have the whole thing built out for you. It's a 30-day plan. It's a great way to push through this hardest part of this start so that you can get moving on to bigger things. I encourage you to check it out. You just need, I just don't think that you can wait anymore to get started. So you need to go look at that and use that as a start. All right, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Make sure to rate it 5 stars. I would appreciate it. Till next time, make sure to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. Sending out all the love. Till next time. See ya. Bye.